This is the voice of contract management presented by the law firm of Kroll & Mooring, exclusively for NCMA. Stay up to date on all things contract management 5 minutes at a time. Our team at Kroll & Mooring presents these podcasts to keep you up to speed on a bi-monthly basis. We will cover everything from regulatory updates to crucial changes that affect government contracting.
We are your co-hosts for this edition, Peter Ayer, Laura Baker, and Rena Gasho. We're tracking a wide variety of activities relating to the new administration, including executive orders, agency directives, and how contractors are responding and adjusting to shifting requirements and expectations. We have three updates to cover today. The first two relate to the FAR overhaul. On August 14th, the FAR Council issued draft revisions to FAR Part 8 and FAR Part 12. Right around the same time, the Office of Federal Procurement Policy issued a release describing these deviations as, open quote, the most significant reform to federal commercial buying procedures in over four decades, close quote. The OFPP went on to say that agencies can immediately begin eliminating one-third of requirements from their future contracts that are not required by statute or executive orders and have little to do with contract outcomes. So we're going to focus today on the revisions to Part 8 and Part 12, but it's also worth noting, just for the sake of completeness, that over the past few weeks, we've seen draft revisions to several other parts. So as of today, we're up to about 12 parts where there have been revisions. The ones we're going to talk about for 8 and 12 are probably most notable, but there are some other pieces throughout that are worth certainly paying attention to. So Laura, we're going to start with Part 8, which covers required sources and supplies. From your standpoint, recognizing we're not going to cover everything, what are the key changes that jump out to you?
Thank you, Peter. There are several important headlines here. To procure commercial products or services, agencies must use an existing government-wide contract or blanket purchase agreement designated as best in class by the OFPP when a commercial product or commercial service meets an agency's need, unless an exception is granted by the head of the contracting activity. And where a best-in-class designated contract is not suitable, agencies should consider using another government-wide contract or BPA. Although not clearly articulated in the deviation, we are expecting that OFPP will issue guidance in the coming weeks that will establish new criteria for best-in-class contracts and preferred contracts. Also, the head of the contracting activity approval is no longer required for single award BPAs over $100 million. Additionally, the General Services Acquisition Manual Part 538 is revised to incorporate the Federal Supply Schedule ordering procedures. FAR Parts 38, the Federal Supply Schedule contracting, and 51, use of government sources by contractors, are also deleted and moved to GSAMR 538.71 and FAR Part 8, respectively, in order to centralize information and supply chain security policies. Also, FSS contractors have 3 days to request a brief explanation of the basis for an award decision, which aligns with general debriefing timelines. Agencies may rely on GSA's contractor responsibility determinations at the FSS contract level, and agencies are not required to make additional responsibility determinations. And lastly, GSA's class deviations implementing FAR Council's Part 8 model deviation text and GSR model deviation text will become effective on November 3rd, 2025.
Laura, that's super helpful. Why don't we turn now to Part 12, which covers acquisition of commercial products and commercial services. And Rena, can you walk through from your standpoint, what are the key changes that the contracting community should be focused on?
Of course, and thanks, Peter. So to start, FAR Part 12 has been reorganized into four subparts: pre-solicitation, solicitation, evaluation, and award, post-award, and micro-purchases. Simplified procedures for purchases of commercial products and services up to $7.5 million or $15 million for emergencies and major disasters have been moved from FAR Part 13 to Part 12. We had a few changes to definitions in the FAR. The commercial service definition at FAR 2.101 has been revised to include construction. That's a significant change. The commercially available off-the-shelf item or COTS item definition has been revised to remove the specific parenthetical inclusion of construction material in the definition. And the non-developmental item definition has been revised to remove the exclusivity for government purposes qualifier. This next change is the most notable. So we had two master clauses, 52.212-3, offer representations and certifications, commercial products and commercial services, and 52.212-5, contract terms and conditions required to implement statutes and executive orders, commercial products and commercial services, have been removed. The number of provisions and clauses in FAR Part 12 overall have been reduced from 154 to 108, and required solicitation and contract clauses are now listed in new tables at Section 12.205. Next, revisions to subpart 12.2 state that if commercial products or commercial services that meet agency needs are available from any priority source identified in Part 8, including existing government-wide contracts, agencies must procure commercial products or commercial services from that source. Finally, new provisions in Section 12.203 evaluations instruct contracting officers to exercise good business judgment in deciding whether to accept a quotation or offer received after the due date, and also provide that contracting officers have broad discretion in establishing evaluation procedures for quotations. GSA's class deviation implementing the FAR Council's Part 12 model deviation text will become effective November 3rd, 2025. Back to you, Peter.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Rena. Now let's turn to the third update, which is a new regulation most relevant to companies that provide consulting services to DoD and at the same time have affiliates that provide consulting services to certain covered foreign entities. The rule was issued on October 25th, and it implements Section 812 of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 24. The rule will become effective in late October of this year, but companies should start paying attention to it now because there's quite a bit of meat to this and several new requirements. So as background, Section 812 prohibits DoD from contracting for consulting services with any NAICS code beginning with 541 with contractors, unless the contractor can affirmatively certify that neither it nor its affiliates are also performing those same consulting services for covered foreign entities. Covered foreign entities is defined as certain state-owned enterprises involving Russia, China, that are touching on certain topics and industries. It also includes sanctioned parties, certain companies under the control of the government of China, and also companies that are on several other lists maintained by the federal government. There is an exception, both under 812 and under the final rule, that exempts contractors from this exclusion if they maintain a conflict of interest plan that DoD can audit and that DoD approves. There's also a waiver provision that's in there, but certainly something for companies to pay attention to if they are providing consulting services to DoD and also have affiliates that are doing work with these covered entities. We're issuing a client alert on this. There will be detailed analysis of the new regulation. And also, of course, we're happy to discuss. And with that, we will close out. This has been the Fastest 5 Minutes brought to you by Kroll and Mooring. See you again in 2 weeks. If you have any questions about these items, I can be reached at 202-624-2807. Laura can be reached at 202-624-2581. And Rena can be reached at 202-624-2827. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's all for today. Thanks for listening to the Voice of Contract Management, brought to you by Kroll & Mooring exclusively for NCMA. Stay tuned for our next episode as we continue to discuss all things government contracting. In the meantime, explore your learning opportunities at www.ncmahq.org.